Ocean FM.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Ocean FM, the IBA, and funded by Commission Le Mans with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
Thanks for tuning in today to Ours to Protect, Ocean FM's environment and climate change slot. To start with, we're delighted to tell you that Leitrim County Council has confirmed that it will be offering £300,000 in funding to community schemes related to climate action. Although the expressions of interest for the Community Climate Action Fund aren't open just yet, the council is very happy at this stage to speak to anyone that might have an interest in the fund. Proposals should centre around the themes of travel, of home and energy, shopping and recycling, food and waste, or environmental or climate action. Now, the contact within the County Council is Mark Corrigan, and you can email him at mark.corrigan@leitrimcoco.ie or by ringing 071 962 0005. Due to its very small coastline, coastal protection is unlikely to feature strongly in applications to Leitrim's Climate Action Fund. Nonetheless, much of the Northwest is influenced by the sea, and it's the impact of climate change on our coasts that we're going to focus on today. Dr. Salam Garbia of ATU Sligo is the coordinator of SCORE, an imaginative and practical project based on a series of what he calls living labs in coastal areas across Europe, where nature-based solutions to challenges such as rising sea levels, coastal erosion, and more extreme weather are developed and tested. I met him at Strigia Beach, which is one of three living lab beaches in the Northwest.
We're here in Strigia, we're looking at coastal erosion mainly. And the main thing that we have here is this beautiful ecosystem of sandy dunes. They're keeping eaten by the ocean and the current, and the walking over them, and our own behaviors as kind of like citizens as well. And the main thing that we also kind of blame is the climate change, because extreme events like extreme surges is actually eating with those. It's already a very dynamic system, but at the same time, there is a huge influence of the storm surges and extreme events like on those ecosystems. So the nature-based solution that we're implementing here is marine grass planting, ecological fencing. We have a lot of discussions with the community, so we've done an intensive historical mapping and analysis for the whole sandy dune system here, and we can see how the local kind of like knowledge is essential to understand what's happening, because when we do the analysis, we can tell that something happened, but you need kind of like the rest of the story. When we talk to one of the local farmers here, it saves us month and month of trying to understand what happened like in 1998, that will save us like days and month of trying like to analyze. And that's why we say citizens' engagement and stakeholders' engagement in the process of acting in climate change is essential. We cannot just do it as scientists or as researcher or as a government by itself. Everybody has to kind of like sit around the table and pull their weight, and everybody has to know 2 meter sea level rise is happening. We know for a fact it is happening. How much we can delay it, or how can we kind of like offset it altogether, is our responsibility altogether, and we have to act on it altogether.
None could deny that our beaches add to our quality of life here, and Salem emphasises the fact that in order to work, the solutions to these problems must have the needs and resources of coastal people at their heart. Now, you might have heard a bit of talk recently about blue zones, areas where community, environment and health intersect in a really positive way. This Eeskie native, a former nurse and sea swimmer, believes that we can aim for this all along the Northwest.
From the Eeskie community, a lot of us, we actually swim every day, all age groups, including a heavily pregnant young mum this morning in the rain, and up to sort of my age group and beyond. And I sort of feel that we actually, from a community point of view, need to be starting to think about what we can do sort of that's community-wise. We've got the blue sea there, we've got the blue skies, let's have a blue zone locally. I actually ran down early this morning, the sunrise this morning was spectacular, but there's two big benches, and anybody and everybody can come down there, but it's just actually the whole idea and the concept of trying to look at what you've got already.
To maintain this beautiful lifestyle, we can all feed into projects such as Salem's, which depends on gathering as much information as possible.
So, as I said, like we have those, we have the sensors, we have the citizen science activities, we have satellite images, a drone surveying, we have kite surveying. That's part of the citizen science. You know, we fly kites and, you know, we take pictures of the beach and, you know, we analyze the data. We have, new tools like boots that will be set up like in certain locations. And if you put your mobile and take a picture every day, you have a walk, and that will be received by us. And then we analyze the data. The more of those pictures we're gonna get, we'll understand a little bit more. Now, we'll analyze this data together with obviously atmospheric data and tide data and waves and all that kind of stuff. And then once you put all those parameters together, you know, you'll get a lot of information about what's happening. The thing is about understanding the ocean and the beach is you will understand the dynamic of the whole system. And if you save yourself, your own house here, you're probably making the damage like 100 meters down. We have to look at the whole ecosystem. Every part of the community will be impacted by climate change. It's not a secret. They already started like seeing the impact with rainfall patterns, with heat waves and, you know, extreme events related to storm surges, all these kind of extreme events already impacting our life already. If you don't act like saving those dunes, like what's going to happen is they're going to be eroded, and then everybody who's making a living out the summer activities or farming or fishermen will get impacted. So that's why we say it's important that people like stop for, you know, for a second and step back, look at the full picture and see how you can contribute, you know. And not everyone needs to kind of like contribute the same weight, you know, like everyone has kind of like their own role that will be able to support their communities.
As you can probably tell, Salem is extremely approachable, and he really believes that everyone can be part of the solution on our coasts. He's keen for any coastal communities or interested individuals to get in touch with the SCORE project. You can register your interest online on the SCORE EU project page, or you can just get in touch with Salem directly by emailing salem.garbia@atu.ie. You could become involved in collecting information, or you could contribute to workshops and public meetings. So why not consider it the next time you take pleasure in a swim, a walk on the coast, or a spot of fishing?